Yeah, good morning and hello, Papa George.
Hey, Nicky, nice to meet you again. Yeah. How you doing, all right?
I'm not too bad, thanks, man.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you about what you're currently up to, or what you want to tell us anyway, and the Plumpton Blues Festival.
Yeah, well, I met the guys down, I was doing a gig down in Lewes, down in East Sussex, and the chap there, Rob, who's was booking me there, moved on and got involved with the Plumpton Blues, Pyrrhon Blues Festival.
Yeah.
And well, I've been doing that gig. I was doing it solo down there. And anyway, so on this gig, he's asked for my band. So it's nice to get. I've got Sam Kelly on drums and Pete Stroud on bass. And he's got several artists on there. I think he's got like Deborah Bonham, which is what's the Led Zeppelin dude.
Yeah, like the Led Zeppelin girl, yeah. Hey, well,
John Bonham, his daughter, yeah. I guess. And it's nice to be on that festival. I do some gigs down in Sussex, you know, down in Hove and that. And and the chaps like, you know, Sam Kelly and Pete Stroud, they're wonderful players. We just recently did a gig in Croatia at the Umago Blues Festival.
Yeah.
And we had a great time. We travel really well with those guys, you know, we travel real good. We have a lot of fun. And it comes out in the music, you know?
Yeah, sounds good.
We really enjoy ourselves, like, you know. And it's never the same twice when we play, so it's kind of, all right, I've been doing my set for quite a long time, and we throw in the tune that we may not have ever played before, or we'll make something up in the middle of something, and it brings us out into a good sort of enjoyment, you know.
Yeah.
And people get on board with it, and they kind of enjoy it. At least it feels that way.
Yeah. But this Plumpton Festival looks like it's going to be really good. I'm going to be on there as well, so I'll be seeing you down there.
Cool. What day are you on there?
We're at Elephant Shelf. We're on the Sunday.
I'm on the Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get down there and see you. If not, we'll.
yeah. Well, I'm sure we're going to bump into each other sooner or later. But that's nice. That's nice to be on it. Yeah. This is their first one, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but there used to be a festival there years ago, but they've just restarted it, and guys making a real good go of it, actually.
Yeah, good for him. It's
On the Sunday, we got 24 Pesos are on.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard some good things about them.
Yeah, they're pretty good, actually. Hot guitar player.
Yeah.
And, we got 9 Below Zero in the evening.
Oh, good chaps. Nice guys.
Yeah,
actually,
great.
Like the drummer there, Brendan O'Neill, years ago, worked on some gigs. He stepped in when I was short of a drummer. And wonderful, wonderful player. And that's a shame. He's on the same day as you. I'm on the day before. I'm on the Saturday the 3rd. Plug. Saturday the 3rd, chaps.
No, we're going to give it a good plug. Don't worry. I'm sure you get plenty. I understand the ticket sales are going very well.
Well, I hope so, yeah.
And there's going to be 70 real ales there, and it's a Harvey's brewery pub. So I think we're going to get some real good ales. So I think it's going to be great.
What we need is a driver. I need to get a driver. Really enjoy the beer, because I'm not really an ale drinker, but, you know, actually, on those festivals, you get some good new stuff. Small breweries here and there coming down with their recipes. And I was doing a beer festival a little while ago, and they brought down a beer called Blackjack, which is the title of one of my songs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they took a photograph of me pulling the blackjack pump.
Oh, cool.
And anyway, it was a bit of fun. And mind you, it did taste good, I've got to say, yeah. Very smooth.
Yeah.
Very Moorish, and you don't realise the alcohol content, it kind of, you know.
No, it can pack a punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're real ale drinkers in Elephant Shelf. That's one of our driving forces, you know. Blues and real ale go really well together.
Excellent, yeah, good drinking stuff. Elephant beer, that's it.
I think there is one of
them. 50% alcohol or something.
Yeah, if my next album doesn't really go well, I think I'll start a brewery. That'd be probably as much fun as well. So,
yeah.
George, apart from the Plumpton Festival, what else things have you got going on, like new albums or anything in the pipeline?
Well, I am doing the best I can to put some time into that, and I work on some stuff at home, you know, on the computer, sort of put some ideas down. But I'm getting a bit lazy. I need to collaborate with a guy sometime and finish off some of these ideas. But that is the plan. It's been a long time since I've done an album. And I did a live album with Alan Glenn, acoustic thing, you know,
yeah.
Live at the Ram Jam. And that was about 3 years ago. That was also made into a DVD. But the plan is, yeah, I would like to do another band album. And, you know, obviously my influences are blues, obviously, but they go broader than that, I like to think, anyway. And I kind of sort of turn a little bit of soul into it, and stuff that I got influenced by in the 60s, you know, like Sam and Dave, Otis Redding, the Stax of Atlantic labels. I'd like to try and get a few other things into the set, but you know, I'm not too much into the purist thing. I like to think that it's if you're playing with your heart, you know, and the band, the commitment, you're committed to what you're doing. That's the most important thing, and the hardest thing is getting it down on record, you know, because we've been playing live for so many years that the audience is so important to us.
Yeah.
You know, and then getting that, trying to get that vibe, or maybe we shouldn't be getting that vibe, but, you know, it's important to make it sound good. So I guess the engineer, the producer plays a big role in it, which, you know, they get kind of forgotten about a bit. But they are pretty much responsible for what you're listening to.
Yeah, it does make a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, somebody knows what they're, you know, they've got the kind that guides you a little bit, or at least keep the feeling up and make you feel that you're doing a good thing. You know, hey, that sounds great, but try it this way. Then, you know, rather than trying to do everything yourself,
yeah.
You know, sometimes you can go around in circles, or at least I can anyway, you know. So, but yeah, I do plan to, I must try harder.
Yeah, it's just tempting to keep on gigging, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, it is, because that's what, I mean, I've been gigging pretty consistently for nearly 40 years now. That's a long time, and so it's kind of part of my bloodstream, you know. It's like part of what feels, you know, it's my work, you know. It's what I do, and so along with that, I've done my solo stuff, the duo stuff, which incorporates people, working with people like Alan Glenn, Mickey Moody, Steve Simpson, Ian Hunt.
Yeah.
And then I've got my band, which generally is Sam Kelly on drums and Pete Stahl on bass. And when the boys are away on tour or whatever, then people like Darby Todd and Jeff Walker on bass, Pete Reese. Well, I've got a couple of duo gigs with the late, great Gary Moore, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet that was, yeah.
It was. I was doing a gig down in a place called the Neptune in Hove in Sussex.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Gary was living nearby, and several occasions he would call up, and I'd go around pick him up. We load up the gear, and then arrive at the venue, like carrying our gear in, and people just sort of jaws drop on the floor, thinking that's Gary Moore. Just coming in, just regular coming in, carrying the gear in. We set up and then do a gig, and he just blew them away.
Yeah, well, I mean, have you played that place in Brighton, the Ranelagh?
I haven't played there, no, but I know that Gary would do the occasional gig there. Yeah,
Gary did some gigs there. Yeah, that's a good place. They like you down there. I think you'd enjoy that one as well.
I'm glad you mentioned it, because I'll give him a call in the next couple of hours or so, or tomorrow, or whatever. But a good idea.
Yeah,
good thinking. Yeah,
excellent. I'll have to give the guy at the Neptune a call as well.
Yeah, that cliff. You want to sort of cliff.
Yeah. Well, listen, George, we look forward to seeing you at the festival, and we'll also look forward to a new album, and we'll catch you at a gig or something sometime soon. And we'll.
Thank you very much, Vicky. Nice to talk to you, and I look forward to meeting up next time.
And enjoy the rest of the weekend, man. Okay.
Cheers, Vicky.
Bye.
Good luck. Bye now. Bye.